Plumbers, the new environmental heroes. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump says the U.S. needs to take back its jobs from China, Japan, and Mexico, although he hasn't offered a plan on how to do that. Well, labor unions and environmental groups are pushing a joint view on how to grow American jobs, fix the nation's infrastructure, not just highways, think the electric grid, water, and natural gas pipelines. Leaders from the United Steelworkers, the Sierra Club, the Utility Workers Union, and the National Wildlife Federation were all in Cleveland this week for a meeting of what's called the Blue-Green Alliance. Blue for labor, green for the environment. Alliance Director Kim Glass gives the example of old pipelines under many cities, leaking natural gas.
We have all this leaking happening in the systems. No one is fixing it, and it's on a 30-year trajectory to get fixed. If you reduce it by 10 years, from 30 years to 10 years, you can employ 300,000 people in this country just fixing leaky pipes.
Utility and steel workers might not usually be thought of as environmentalists, but fixing those leaky natural gas pipes will also significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. At the conference, another unexpected group, plumbers, were given a Green Champion Award. Harold Harrington is with the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 370 in Flint, Michigan. He says during the water crisis there, the state supplied water filters.
But a lot of people couldn't install them, and a lot of the faucets, they wouldn't fit. So we actually had to replace a lot. We've replaced over 650 faucets so far just because the filters wouldn't fit the old faucet. They're carbon filters, so they do remove lead.
The United Steelworkers founded the Blue-Green Alliance 10 years ago. Steelworkers International President Leo Girard says they've held conferences on the environment long before that, in the 1960s.
We understood that whenever went out of the plant in the atmosphere or in the water was first in the plant with our members. So we needed to clean up our workplaces, which also meant cleaning up the environment. So we're not Johnny-come-latelys to environmental issues.
The Blue-Green Alliance is lobbying for their infrastructure improvements at the local, state, and federal levels. So many of us have found that talking about climate change with friends and family can be a challenge. New research finds some people are afraid to even bring up the topic of climate change. Mark Brush explains.
Researchers studied how students at Penn State University avoided talking about climate change. They found that the students kept quiet because they thought the people around them didn't care as much about the subject. But the students were underestimating how much their peers cared about climate change. Janet Swim is a professor of psychology at Penn State University. She co-authored the study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology. Swim says the students also avoided these conversations because they lacked confidence.
It wasn't that they would be seen as some aberrant person or that people wouldn't like them. It was because they didn't think they knew enough about climate change to talk about it.
Swim says helping people understand the basic science of human-caused climate change will go a long way. One way to learn more, she says, is to simply speak up and ask more questions. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Mark Brush.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Updates, I'm Carol Holsapple.